Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Hi friends and welcome back to the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast. I'm Danny Evans, the language tutor, your profesor de español, and I'm so glad you're with me on this episode. So look, friends, I know it's been a while since I've posted an episode of the podcast, and I apologize for that, but I do want to let you know that I am going to continue posting episodes. The podcast is still going. I am working on it still, and I'm not going to quit, don't worry. But just tell you very quickly what's been going on. A while back, my mom actually fell and broke her leg in three places. And so being that she kind of needed someone with her all the time during the recovery, my brother was there during the day while I was working. And then at night, I was there. But that meant that I was not able to really focus on the podcast for a while. But during that downtime, I really was thinking about the direction of the podcast, and I wanted to do something more comprehension oriented because, you know, on the Language Tutor YouTube channel, we pretty much covered the main topics, and now we're doing viewer requests and also little filler lessons. So I didn't really want to do a podcast episode on every one of those lessons. So I've been thinking about what direction to go, and I actually threw this idea out on the Language Tutor Spanish Facebook page and got some good response from it. So I'm going to move things in a more comprehension-oriented direction, and I'm going to do some short stories. And this is how I would like to do this. I'd like to read a short story, and then I would like to break down some of the concepts that we're using in the story. It may be words, it may be grammatical structures, and then I'd like to read it again for fluency. So hopefully the second time you hear it, you will understand all the words and structures used, but you can always rewind and you can always do your own research as well. And you can always listen to this as many times as you'd like. Well, today I'm going to be reading out of a book called Short Stories in Spanish. Now, this book is by the one and only Ollie Richards. Now, if you don't know who Ollie Richards is, I want to go ahead and tell you. He is a very well-known language teacher. He's a linguist, speaks many languages as himself. He is a speaker. He's just an amazing guy. And he wrote this book, Short Stories in Spanish. And I really want to encourage you to look this up online. I bought mine online. And when you look up Ollie, make sure you spell it O-L-L-Y. But there's actually even an audio component that you can download. And when you have the book, check this out. You can use an audio code for 50% off any purchase. So jump online right now and get your copy of Short Stories in Spanish. But not only that, look up all of his other resources because you're going to find him to be an amazing person. In this particular book, right before I get to the story, I just want to tell you, there's a section on some learning aids. There are some grammatical points, and there are some literacy strategies. Now, these literacy strategies, he lists a 6-step reading process. Great, great information. So check it out. Get on there. Buy your copy. Here we go. Today, we're going to be reading a story called La Paella Loca. Now, you may know what paella is. It's a very, very famous dish in Spain. It has rice and seafood and lots of different things in it, spices. You need to try it. It's great. But this is called La Paella Loca. So I wonder what this story is going to be about. Good reading strategy is to make predictions and analyze and think about what is it going to be about. All right, so let's read. We're going to do half of the story in this episode and half in the next. Our story is about a young man named Daniel and his sister Julia. Let's see what happens. Daniel, ven aquí, me dice Julia desde la puerta de la casa. ¿Qué quieres, Julia? Le respondo. Hoy viajamos a España. ¿Lo sabes, verdad? Claro que lo sé. Estoy preparando la mochila. Mi nombre es Daniel. tengo 24 años. Julia es mi hermana y vivimos en la misma casa en Londres. Ella tiene 23 años. Vivimos con nuestros padres, Arthur y Clara. Estamos preparando nuestro viaje a España. Somos estudiantes de intercambio. Estamos aprendiendo español y ya sabemos mucho. Soy alto y tengo el pelo castaño y un poco largo. Tengo los ojos verdes y la boca ancha. Mi cuerpo es atlético porque hago mucho ejercicio. Mis piernas son fuertes porque salgo a correr cada mañana. Mi hermana Julia también tiene el pelo castaño, pero es más largo que el mío. Ella no tiene los ojos verdes, tiene los ojos marrones, igual que mi padre. Yo tengo el mismo color de ojos que mi madre. Mi padre Arthur es electricista y trabaja en una empresa muy grande. Mi madre Clara es empresaria y tiene una empresa que vende libros de ciencia ficción. Mis padres saben español. Nos hablan en español para practicar. Mi padre entra en mi habitación y me mira, sorprendido. ¿Por qué? Porque aún no estoy vestido. Daniel, ¿por qué no te vistes? Acabo de despertarme. Me he duchado hace 5 minutos y todavía no me he secado. ¡Date prisa! Queremos llevaros al aeropuerto. Tengo que ir a trabajar y tengo poco tiempo. No te preocupes, papá. Ahora me visto. ¿Dónde está tu hermana? Está en su habitación. Mi padre va a la habitación de mi hermana para hablar con ella. Julia lo mira. Hola, papá. ¿Quieres algo?
Sí, Julia. Tu hermano va a vestirse ahora. Quiero que lleves esto.
Y mi padre le enseña un sobre que contiene billetes. Julia se sorprende mucho. Aquí hay mucho dinero, dice ella.
Tu madre y yo hemos estado ahorrando mucho. Queremos daros una pequeña parte para el viaje a España.
Gracias, papá. Se lo voy a decir a Daniel.
Okay, amigos. Well, that is the first half of the story. Let's go back and break this down. At the beginning of the story, Daniel is being called by Julia. She says, Daniel, ven aquí, from the door of the house. Now, everything in the first section here is pretty cut and dry in basic Spanish. She says, lo sabes, ¿verdad? We have a trip today. You know that, right? And he says, claro que lo sé. Of course, I know that. Estoy preparando la mochila. I'm preparing the book bag or the backpack. Now, it goes on to describe them, and it says, mi hermana y yo vivimos en la misma casa. That word misma is implying the same. We live in the same house in London. It later says, somos estudiantes de intercambio. Now, as you probably know, estudiantes is another word for alumnos, students. But it says they're students of intercambio. Now, if you're a native English speaker, you probably know what inter, I-N-T-E-R, can imply. And cambio means changing or switching out. So basically, it's implying we are students of exchange students. And it says we're learning Spanish. Y ya sabemos mucho. We already know a lot. So that's good. He goes on to describe himself. Now, this may be a word that's kind of new to you. It says, tengo los ojos verdes y la boca ancha. Ancha is implying wide. He's saying, I have a wide mouth. So he's telling his physical features. It also says that he has a cuerpo atlético, an athletic body. And he tells us why. His legs are strong because he says, salgo a correr cada mañana. I go out to run every morning. Now, as it's describing Julia, it says, tiene el pelo castaño. Now, you may not know what castaño is, but that implies chestnut or something along that color of that nice shade of brown. He does say that it's más largo que el mío, longer than mine. He then goes on to describe her eye color. He says, ella no tiene los ojos verde. Tiene ojos marrones, igual que mi padre. So brown eyes, igual que, implying equal as, the same as my father. Next, he talks about his father, Arthur, and he says, es electricista, which as you can probably guess, means electrician. But he says, trabaja en una empresa. If we make a guess as to what the word empresa means, we can think about the fact that he's an electrician and he works in a something. So we might can deduce that we're talking about a business. And in fact, empresa does mean business. Now, if we take that word empresa, which means business, we actually apply it to the next sentence, modified, we can guess what that means because it says, mi madre Clara es empresaria. So as you can guess, it's talking about her. We just learned that empresa is business. So we can deduce that we're talking about a business woman. In the next section, it talks about the father again. And it says, mi padre entra en mi habitación. This looks like habitation. So we can guess that that means a room. Y me mira sorprendido. If you know that verb, the past participle form is surprised. So he enters the room surprised. And he says, ¿por qué? As a question. Note, if you're reading the book at some point, ¿por qué? Two words, meaning why. And the next sentence, ¿por qué aún no estoy vestido? Porque is one word, no accent, because it means because. So he's saying because I'm still not dressed. Now he asks him, why are you not dressed? And Daniel responds with, acabo de despertarme. Now you've learned in a language tutor lesson that acabo de means something has just happened. I have just done something. So he says, acabo de despertarme. I just woke up. And he uses the present perfect indicative. Me he duchado. I have showered. Hace cinco minutos. It makes 5 minutes. This is how we are implying ago, 5 minutes ago. Todavía y no me he secado. I've not dried myself off. Now, interesting that the author uses the Spain form. He says, queremos llevaros al aeropuerto. That os is implying you plural, and we know that that is primarily that vosotros form and all of its pronouns that go with it are primarily used in Spain. And he later goes on to use this form with Julia. He says, tu hermano va a vestirse ahora. Quiero que lleves esto. Now we know esto means this. He's talking about something. We don't know what it is yet. But he says, quiero que lleves. Now that's a form of the verb llevar. So we're not sure if he's talking about wear something. I want you to wear this, or I want you to take this, because llevar can mean carry, bring, take. It can mean wear something. But now if we kind of use a good literary strategy and we start breaking down, which one is it? Take something, or is it wear something? The context doesn't really lend itself to wear, because we know that Daniel is getting dressed in the other room, and she is probably already dressed. So if he were talking to both of them, about both of them, he said lleves, then that would imply, I want you both to wear this. And that just doesn't make sense, because the word esto is singular. So this nice deductive reasoning helps us figure out the context. So obviously he's saying, I want you to take this. But what is it? He says, mi padre le enseña un sobre. Okay. Now, enseña, you know that verb as to teach. But in this case, it is actually implying something else, because it's followed by a noun, and it says, que contiene billetes, that contains bills. So now we learn that enseña can also mean show. And sobre, we usually know meaning about or over. Now we learn that it can be a noun as well, meaning an envelope. So mi padre le enseña un sobre. My father shows an envelope. It says, Julia se sorprende mucho. She's very surprised. But now she asks, you know, she says, this is a lot of money. But the last two grammar points here. First of all, it says, tu madre y yo hemos estado ahorrando. We have been saving. Okay, so we can use hemos estado ahorrando. We have been saving. Then he says, queremos daros una pequeña parte. We want to give you, there's os again, a small part. Now, we've broken down some of the different words that maybe you've not learned and looked at some of the concepts. Now we want to read this passage one more time for fluency. And hopefully this time you will catch all the structures and words and feel like a fluent speaker for just a minute. Here we go. Daniel, ven aquí, me dice Julia desde la puerta de la casa. ¿Qué quieres, Julia? Le respondo. Hoy viajamos a España. Lo sabes, ¿verdad? Claro que lo sé. Estoy preparando la mochila. Mi nombre es Daniel. Tengo 24 años. Julia es mi hermana y vivimos en la misma casa en Londres. Ella tiene 23 años. Vivimos con nuestros padres, Arthur y Clara. Estamos preparando nuestro viaje a España. Somos estudiantes de intercambio. Estamos aprendiendo español y ya sabemos mucho. Soy alto y tengo el pelo castaño y un poco largo. Tengo los ojos verdes y la boca ancha. Mi cuerpo es atlético porque hago mucho ejercicio. Mis piernas son fuertes porque salgo a correr cada mañana. Mi hermana Julia también tiene el pelo castaño, pero es más largo que el mío. Ella no tiene los ojos verdes, tiene los ojos marrones, igual que mi padre.
Yo tengo el mismo color de ojos que mi madre. Mi padre, Arthur, es electricista y trabaja en una empresa muy grande. Mi madre, Clara, es empresaria y tiene una empresa que vende libros de ciencia ficción. Mis padres saben español. Nos hablan en español para practicar. Mi padre entra en mi habitación y me mira sorprendido. ¿Por qué? Porque aún no estoy vestido. Daniel, ¿por qué no te vistes? Acabo de despertarme. Me he duchado hace 5 minutos y todavía no me he secado. Date prisa, queremos llevaros al aeropuerto. Tengo que ir a trabajar y tengo poco tiempo. No te preocupes, papá, ahora me he visto. ¿Dónde está tu hermana? Está en su habitación. Mi padre va a la habitación de mi hermana para hablar con ella. Julia lo mira. Hola, papá, ¿quieres algo? Sí, Julia. Tu hermano va a vestirse ahora. Quiero que lleves esto. Mi padre le enseña un sobre que contiene billetes. Julia se sorprende mucho. Aquí hay mucho dinero, dice ella. Tu madre y yo hemos estado ahorrando mucho. Queremos daros una pequeña parte para el viaje a España. Gracias, papá. Se lo voy a decir a Daniel.
And mis amigos, that wraps up this first half of the story. I hope that you've enjoyed the story, and I hope you're looking forward to seeing what happens with Julia and Daniel. And we'll do that next episode. And I look forward to it. But in the meantime, I wish for you and all of your family and friends paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings in everything you do. I will see you soon, mis amigos. Hasta pronto.